testify that God is good in the 41 years I've lived, and I'm sure those that have lived longer than me can testify even more. And God is more real and more answers to prayers and promises fulfilled. What's on my heart this morning is I just felt, if it's okay, if we could just start with prayer. I just love when we really appreciate when you're here early and interceding for us, and I just thought we could just really maybe press into prayer for a little bit here. Let's just stand. God's been just revealing things to us this week and giving us vision, and we just want more of that. I just really pray for more of His revelation, more of His way. Teach us Your way, O Lord. And yes. I'll just start and pray and what's on my heart and hopefully what's on God's heart, and let's just see where God leads us. Lord, You are so good, and we just want to worship You and praise You and give our complete devotion to You. Lord, You know the cry of our hearts without us even expressing in words, and we want to have the same cry of Your heart, Jesus, as You intercede with us. And Lord, You know our needs, You know our shortcomings, the things that we suffer and the things that we seek healing for. Lord, there's so much need, but You are so much greater than our need, and we just want to acknowledge that today. Just build our faith, Lord, through our worship and through our prayers. Lord, we seek these things, and sometimes we struggle in our faith when we don't see deliverance or the victories that we want in the timing that we want. But Lord, as You've spoke to us that this new norm, You've given us a vision of the new norm to be healings daily or more deliverance or more just more of You in our families, more of our sons and daughters coming back to You because You just are so real in our lives. And Lord, just let our shadows fall on those that need healing. Lord, just let our light shine to those that need to see You. Lord, I know it's hard to see You in this fallen world, but we just want to be there. We want to be You. We want to be more like You so that people can see You. Lord, just show us Your way. Show us how to get rid of ourselves and let go and just get out of the way. And Lord, we don't want to impress people. We just want people to be impressed with You. And oh God, just we know that You are so good and that You can do so much. And You've told us that nothing is impossible. And we want to see that. We want to believe that. Lord, just help us in our unbelief. Help us to really to press into Your word. And as we come together corporately to worship, let us not fail in preparing and seeking You throughout the week in our songs, in our worship, in our devotion. We just know that we can build each other up as we prepare, and we just need Your strength in our shortcomings every day. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You, God. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. We worship You, O God. We thank You, O God. God, You are so good. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we seek You, O God, with all our hearts. Praise Your name, O God. Hallelujah. Yes.
We can't even imagine what a great privilege it is. But it's also a responsibility that You give us. Help us, Lord, to not depend upon ourselves, but to depend fully upon You. For it is only through You that we can do anything that is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just guide us in Your ways and in Your truth, Lord, and may we not only be content with our situations, in our walk with you. But may we be pleased to do whatever you would have us to do, to be obedient, to be sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit, to give of ourselves as you would have us to, to do, and to show forth your love.
Help us, O God.
Not in the way that we might think we should do, but as you direct us to do, Lord. And may thy will be done, thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. This is our hope.
Yes, Jesus.
And this is our purpose, to be a part of what the great thing that you are doing for the redemption of all things. Man has made a big mess of things, and it's not getting better. Rather, it's going the other way, but you have a plan.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, that
thank you,
you have a plan, and that you are moving in the direction, even though we maybe don't see it like we could or should or would hope, but you are moving. We see that by faith, Lord, and by trusting you, knowing you, that you are working out what you will in your timetable. And even from the beginning of time, you knew about this time what was going to be taking place.
Yes.
So you are working your work, and may we be your faithful, humble servants, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we seek you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Oh, we need you, dear Jesus. You're all we need, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The darkness, and as the darkness grows darker, the light shines even greater, dear Lord. And we just pray that that light, that life that is in our lives from you, dear Lord, would shine forth as we go about our daily tasks, dear Lord, our daily life. We just pray, dear Lord, that as others see the darkness and as they become afraid and anxious, dear Lord, that they would see that light that is in our lives, that they would be drawn to that light. We just pray, dear Lord, that those gifts that you have provided, dear Lord, that you have given, that you have established in our lives, dear Lord, that you would cause them to become used in even greater way than they have in the past. Just help us to stand ready, dear Lord.
Amen.
Help us not to worry about what we might do or what we might say, dear Lord, but let us place ourselves in your hands.
Yes.
Help us, dear Lord, to just be abiding and resting in you, that your life might flow through us. We ask this in thy name.
Glory to God. Yes, Jesus, we believe, oh God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your holy name. God, you are so good and merciful, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise him, Jesus. You know, the children can pray too. We like to hear our young ones pray and hear the what's on your heart. So don't feel afraid. Don't be fearful to pray out if that's what's on your heart. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we need you. Father, you are all we need. Hallelujah, God. Praise your holy name. Oh, speak to us today, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes.
Thing that that we have to say is too small.
You care about everything. You know us. You've said that you saw us even before we were formed in our mother's womb.
Amen.
And that you know us. That is so special that we have a Heavenly Father like you that we can come to. And that we can thank for all the blessings in our life. And that we can thank for the trials in our life that make us stronger and make us turn to you and trust you. And we just pray that you would help us. We see that we are so many times falling short. And we often feel unworthy. But we know that you have chosen us. And that Jesus has paid the price for us. And that you value us. And we are just so thankful. We just praise you and lift you on high. And we just thank you. We just thank you and praise you for all of your blessings.
Yes.
And that you have a plan for us.
Thank you, God.
And that we have a hope.
Hallelujah.
And that even though things often look bad and hopeless, that we can put our trust in you and know that you will lead us.
Yes.
If we will turn to you and follow you, that you will lead us.
Amen.
And that you have the best for us.
Yes, Jesus.
We just thank you and praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift you on high.
Yes, God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Lord, dear God, we pray. We pray that you will guide us in the ways of trouble. We pray that we will not lose faith.
Yes.
And we pray that if we do, you will guide us. We pray to you, the God of high. We pray that we will be an influence to those who do not know you. We pray that someday that everybody will just be like all of you, and we know that will happen.
Yes.
And we pray that we will be guided, and we know that we will have sins, but we pray that our first thing that we should do is ask for forgiveness.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray that we shall not fear evil.
Yeah.
We should love the Lord. We pray that we shall not turn against the Lord.
Yes.
We pray that all will go well after. We pray the God Almighty, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, there are so many that have come to the camp and been here. I just pray that this day, wherever they are, those family members that we long to see at the camp again, Lord, that you would prick their hearts, help them to remember that the camp is happening now. And that somehow he would put it in their hearts to desire to gather and to be at a camp again. If not this fall, but next summer, that those that you have called, Lord, that they will choose to become faithful, to come back. Lord, we pray that those lost sheep that have gone out and are searching, that they will realize that their search needs to take them no further away from the body of Christ. That the body of Christ is where they belong. That they are loved no matter what has happened in their lives. That they have a purpose in this body of Christ, Lord. In Jesus' name, give us wisdom if we come to talk to those family members or those that haven't come and have those excuses. Lord, give us wisdom, the words to say to them. But most of all, we know, Lord, that is no man cometh unto thee, but yet that you draw them, Lord. And we pray that you would reach down and grab hold of those hearts, that they would know where they should be and seek to gather with the saints again. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Let us not think that things are impossible, but through you all things are possible, Lord. We just pray that your Holy Spirit would give us the faith to seek you more, Lord, and to take that step of faith that whatever we ask in your name and believe, it shall be done. Help us to realize what Christ did on the cross and rose from the grave, and he had that resurrected life, that we too can have that full resurrected life that he had and more, Lord. Just help us to take that step of faith to believe, not from what our experiences are in the past, but what you have in store, and you have promised us, God, that nothing is impossible, but all things are possible, God. And help us to keep our eyes and our faces towards you, not to the things that are going on in the world, our own lives, and to be distracted, but just stay focused and centered on you in our lives and in everything that we do, that you would be glorified. We just ask this in your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, you were with us in the struggles. You were with us in the trials. And you guide us in these times. These are when you are the strongest. For when I am weak, you are my strength. And Lord, I just pray that for all of us here, that when we are weak, when we are down, when we are struggling with whatever we struggle with, Lord, that you will be the strength for all of us.
Yeah.
And that you will lead us on your path to the valley of the shadow of death.
Praise God. Oh God, you are good. We worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that we could come here and gather at this camp and have such good weather to enjoy ourselves in fellowship. And thank you for the moving of your Spirit, Lord. For it's so wonderful when you come to dwell with us in your holy place. And Lord, just help us. Help us to accomplish the things you wish for us to accomplish. For your book says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
So just strengthen us, Lord, and help us to accomplish what you wish for us to accomplish today.
Yes.
That we may be a light to the world.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, praise God. Blessed be your name, O God.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are erasing the divisions.
You are causing the body of Christ to come together in the earth in this hour. You are knitting us together with those that we have known for years. And you are bringing new people into each of our lives. Lord, help us as we come across other Christians to fan the flame and allow them to fan the flame within us. Amen. That together, dear Lord, we may rise above differences, find that common holy ground, remove the sandals from off our feet, and bow together in prayer, in that great prayer, Lord, that your kingdom would come in all of its fullness. Oh, Lord, take the scales from off of our eyes.
Yes, Jesus.
The temporary seems so permanent. But show us, O Lord, the eternal.
Hallelujah.
Pull back that curtain, Lord Jesus. Restore the vision, Lord, where we have lost it. And, oh, Lord, we just pray for that sincerity.
Yes, Lord.
That sincerity and that humility, Lord, that we will let everything else go except you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Guide us through the darkness in this world today.
Yes.
And help that you will work on us. And we will be able to show everybody, oh, what a great and powerful God you are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Dear Father, we just so many times are discouraged by the evil that we see all around us, dear Lord. And yet we know that you have a plan. And that even though we can't always see it, that you are working, Lord. And Lord, I just have a burden for the children that are growing up in this world, Lord. We just even look at the things that are going on in the education system, Lord. And sometimes we are fearful for our children, Lord. But Lord, I just pray for a special covering,
yes, Lord,
of protection,
yes,
over all the little ones, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whether they are in elementary school, and for the young people that are in high school, I just ask for a special blessing and a special protection and a special covering over them, Lord. Lord, even though the world is so evil around us, Lord, you have a place of safety for them, dear Lord. Lord, when the flood came upon the earth, you prepared an ark for the safety of your people, dear Lord. And I just pray especially for all of us, Lord, but especially for the children and the young people, that you would prepare an ark of safety for them, Lord, and that you'd help them to come into that ark, Lord, and that you would provide that safety and that covering for them. Lord, I pray for each one of them as they go back to school this fall, Lord, and to university, Lord. I just ask for your holy anointing to be upon them, dear Lord, that they will know of a surety what is right and what is wrong, Lord, that there'd be no confusion in their hearts and minds, Lord, but that they'd see your way clearly, and that they would see the truth clearly, and that you would plant within their hearts that strong desire to walk in the truth and to walk in your ways, Lord. Lord, they are all so precious to us, and we just covet them for you, dear Lord. We just ask for that special hedge to be around them, dear Lord, that wherever they are, you would be there with them, and you would be guiding them and directing them and helping them in all that they do, Lord. They are so precious to us, Lord, and they are so precious to you, dear Lord. We thank you that we can entrust them into your care and trust that you have a place of protection and safety for them, dear Lord. We just ask your hand to rest upon them in a special way, dear Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Father, we pray. Lord, we come here, all of us. We come because we believe in you and we trust in you, Lord, and we want to grow more in you.
Yes.
More in you and less of us, Lord.
Yes.
But Father, we also look out for our brothers and sisters that are out there, Lord, and some have come short, whether it's physical, emotional, personal, or mental, Lord. And so, Lord, we bring out their cries and also our cries here out to you, Lord, that we bear patiently the cross of grief or pain, Lord. Father, you've said, call upon me, for I am gentle. All who are weary, all who are tired, and I will give you relief. Yeah. Father, teach us, Lord, teach us all our blind spots, Lord, and all of those shortcomings, and for those brothers and sisters out there, Lord, teach us not to struggle with them, but rather to look up to you and know that you are the great I am.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your presence. We just thank you for hearing our prayers and our cries. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your touch. Father, we thank you that you're always here for us. We thank you that when we are so broken, that you will carry us. We thank you that if we fall and falter, you will lift us back up.
Yes.
Thank you that we can always come to you, no matter what it is, big or small. You hear us and you'll answer our prayers, maybe not in our time, but your time. And just give us the patience, Lord, to wait for you, to just listen to your voice, Lord, and to not cease praying, even when we just feel so discouraged, Lord, that, yes, that you're not hearing us, Lord. But Father, we know in our hearts that you do.
Yes.
And we know that you are our mighty God, and you want what's best for us, Lord. And just let us lean on to you in all things, Lord. And Father, just thank you for this body of Christ. Thank you that we can turn to each other as well, just for that extra support that we need, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being our Savior and our salvation. Thank you for eternal life, Lord. Thank you, God, oh, for sending your Son, Jesus, and filling us with your Holy Spirit, that we may have the fullness in you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Precious Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
That we may be persecuted in different ways through the spirit of evil, but we thank you that we can overcome that. We thank you that the Holy Spirit has been placed here to give us the strength to overcome darkness. And Lord, I just want to pray for those that are in the move, maybe in other countries, Lord, that are going through persecution. Lord, we know that this world is scary, and we ask a special protection on all the other people all over the world, Lord, that are wanting to worship you, but there's people that are being killed maybe over this and maybe being persecuted. And I just want to give you the thanks and the glory that we're still able to worship openly without worrying about being shot or whatever it may be, Lord. I don't really understand what others are going through, but I just want to pray for them and ask a special protection for the whole move, Lord, that we would rise up and be a strong army, that we wouldn't grow weary. Lord, give us that hope and that faith and the strength that we need to carry on.
Praise God. God, you're good.
Thank you, Father. As you heard our sister pray for the students, we lift our voices and we pray for the teachers as well.
We especially pray for the teachers in our congregations and the teachers that we know follow you. I find myself privileged with the gift of speaking to children and to young people and to adults, but I feel a great burden and responsibility towards that gift. And I know other teachers in our assemblies and the teachers we see follow you feel a similar responsibility, because you've outlined it in your scripture that when we teach knowledge, when we attempt to impart knowledge to people, that we will also use your wisdom. Because we know we live in a world where knowledge is abundant and available, but wisdom is scarce.
Yes.
Wisdom comes from you, dear Father, so we pray that you will bless our teachers with the wisdom to know how to engage with this world and how to show this world the light so that knowledge can reveal the truth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dear Father, we pray, dear Lord, that you will give the words to our teachers that they may not know, that they may not have from their training, but they will find comes directly from you.
Yes.
And that with your knowledge and with your wisdom, they can impart a better way.
Yes.
That we can make changes and make this world a better place.
Yes, Jesus.
A place that you can recognize as being part of your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
We pray, amen. Amen, O God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord, you have told us not to fear, not to hide our lights.
Yeah.
And I pray that you will give us the strength to prepare ourselves for this battle.
Yes.
Give us the trust in you, for you have a plan that we do not see.
Mm-hmm.
And we will go through what you say, for we love you.
We do.
And we will obey you for your love.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, help us, O God. Praise God. We love you, O Lord.
That you will embrace evil, that we will not become cowards, and yet we will rise up and become stronger in you.
Yes.
And that you give us faith for your plan. We may not understand it with our earthly minds, but that we may give all of our faith to you, and we may let you guide us.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you for being there when we need you.
Yes.
And thank you for never turning your back on us. And I thank you for always listening. And I pray that you would help us show your love to others around us. And just help us have more faith in you, and that we'll have a stronger relationship and grow to love you more and more each day. And please give us strength. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus, I thank you that we can gather at a holy place, and I thank you that we get to get to worship you. And Lord, I pray that you would bless this camp this week, and we may not understand your plans, but that we would your plan, that we would listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes,
bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Bind us together.
Sing a few more songs. I wouldn't mind just singing a song to you if you just wanted to sit for 2 minutes. I'm going to sing this song and with a couple different pronouns, and then you're going to stand and sing it with me.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns you today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes your way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than you could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make you what he wants you to be.
Let's stand and sing that. I love how the songwriter says he is able, and then he knows that's, I can't just write that, he's more than able.
Amen.
And he says able to do much more than I could ever dream, so we can't comprehend. Maybe we can have a pianist here, if possible. I think that's an okay key, maybe for me, but...
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able,
Someone able to get me a glass of water, please? Another song is, thank you. He is my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God. We'll just read the words. I don't think it's any of our books. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Second verse is, taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. So let's just claim that. Worship him today. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up by me. teach us that song? Just beautiful.
So much for these people, God. He said, I'll stay close beside you forever. He rose from the dead, and the promise came true. Just sing to him, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We give you honor and glory. We lift you up. Heaven come down, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing, O Lord. Anoint us, O God. Flow, music, flow like a souls, we give it to you, Lord. sing it out to you, Lord. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Jesus, Jesus.
God beautiful. We see God in our people and our voices, and just have a prayer request here. Maybe if Sister Smith, if you could come and help pray. Heidi Smith, if you could come and help me pray for this request. It says our daughter Caitlin Smith graduated from an undergrad. All right, why don't you...
many of you know our daughter, Caitlin Smith, and she struggled to get into her undergrad, but she got in. And it was a fairly big commitment to get this degree. And it's an undergrad for architecture and interior design. And we were so excited. Her professors loved her. And we were so excited when she graduated. It was a big accomplishment. And she spent the last year not able to get work in her field. And in fact, only 12 out of the 40 that graduated with her have gotten work. And she had an interview yesterday. And she wrote that, would we please pray for her? This is a position that she feels she would be mentored. She has to be mentored and then take more exams. These exams are huge, huge exams that she takes. This has been our prayer, that she doesn't just get any job, but that she would get a job, that she could be mentored so that she could get her qualifications and be able to practice on her own. And if... she decides to go into architecture, that she can do that. And so anyway, this position, she's asked if we would pray for her. She feels that she would be looked after and guided and be able to have contact with lots of other interior design people. And so anyway, we just cover your prayers. This has been a long journey for her. And what she was prophesied over, it was said that things would not come easy for her. But when she got to where she was going to be, she would know that she was to be there. And that she would speak to people in authority and they would listen. And we've seen that all through her life. And so we just ask that if you would join us as a body and pray for her.
Am I praying or do you want
to? Sure.
Okay with you.
Dear Lord, as a mother's heart, we don't like to see our children struggle. Mm-hmm. But we have so appreciated her tender heart and how she has turned to you for her help this past year. And I love her, but you love her more. We just pray that you would place her in that place where she could shine for you.
Yes.
And that she could make an impact on today's world.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray that you would grant her the desire of her heart.
Yes, Jesus.
That she would find work in her field. And that she can bless others in her insight and in her intuition and her vision. And I pray that you would be with the steering committee and the human resources people that are looking at the candidates. When she describes this job to me, just as a person that doesn't know the field, it seems almost too high for her education. But dear God, you know her, and you know her abilities, and you know her desires. And we pray that she would have this job, that you would market for her, that you would put a way in these people's thinking that doesn't seem natural, but they would choose her, and there would be something within her that they would want. And I pray, I claim this job for her, that her searching will, she will be able to dedicate herself in this field and be able to do well. And I pray for your blessing on her and the companies that she works for, that they would be blessed because of her. I just bring our humble request to you, knowing that you have her hands, her life in your hands. I just pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Sumbo, are you ready to come up? She just wants to do a praise report. Is that... All right.
Just two praise reports really quickly. First of all, I'd asked for prayer a couple times for my daughter, and she had surgery last week. And the surgery went really well. And I just want to thank you, everyone, for their prayers. She's still in some pain, but she is healing. And the second praise report that I have is last night, I asked for prayer. I always ask for my healing of my body. But I'd also asked, for a couple months, I've had this thing on my throat. And on Sunday, I ate something and it's, I don't know if it scratched it, but it really hurt to swallow. And last night they prayed for me. And
Brother Andy Snoke said that today that I would have a praise report. And I just want to thank the Lord because it doesn't hurt to swallow. There's a little tiny tinge, but it's just, the healing is just amazing. And I just want to thank the Lord for answering prayer. Thank you.
This morning we're going to do something that we don't always do at camps or regional camps. But as brethren, we feel that we would like to do this morning. And that is to pray and prophesy over a married couple. This couple have had their gifts imparted individually. However, as brethren, we felt to pray over them as a couple. And since they're in quite a distance from any assembly, it would be appropriate to do this at a regional camp such as this. I'd like you to note something. I'm not going to speak very long. But I'd like you to note that praying and prophesying over members of the church is by indication of the Holy Spirit. Some may never have been prayed over as a couple, and that is nothing to be concerned about, because we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. What would be of concern is if you have never been prayed or prophesied over as an individual. There will always be a purpose in God's indication. God has already indicated and imparted gifts to this couple. And no doubt those gifts have been manifest, at least in a measure, since that time, as they've lived out their lives. Today will be a day of reminders, a day of encouragement, a day of increased direction, a day of resting in the Lord, a day of exhortation, edification, and comfort. Operating the gifts of the Spirit is being motivated and energized to enable men and women to walk as Jesus did when he was on the earth. The purpose of the gifts of the Spirit is to work the works of Christ in the church and outside the church. What could be a greater calling than that? There's a plan that God has been working out over the ages, and to those who are willing and obedient, he desires to work wondrous things through submission to the operation of the divinely imparted gifts. We sing that song when you're moving on, move in me. When you need me, Lord, help me to see that I'm part of the plan that you have made for man. When you're moving, Lord, move in me. Wonderful thing to have the Spirit of God moving in you. And then being responsive to that moving of the Spirit, wherever you might be. I suppose typically you're in church. But let me tell you, the Spirit moves wherever you go. For the ground that you stand on is holy ground.
Hallelujah.
And why can we say that? Because the one that dwells within you is holy, that's why. It has nothing to do with you, really, because it is not your natural that can accomplish anything. For the flesh will surely fail you, as you have experienced, no doubt, from time to time, when you try to do things in your own strength, in your own power, in your own talent, in your own might. It will come to naught. But with Christ, everything is possible. We have been instructed in this camp that we should be looking for something greater than what we have experienced. This is what the move of the Spirit is all about. It is moving on from where we are to where God wants us to be. And let me tell you something. If we ever lose sight of what God has established right from the beginning of this move of the Spirit, and that was lots of things, but he said, I will restore the 9 gifts of the Spirit, and they will be received by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, which is a group of elders. We must never lose sight of it. It is foundational. It is part of who we are. Because of who we are, but because of what God has said. Hallelujah. There is much that could be said about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I know that most of you have been in services where that have been presbytery services, where there have been people called and have received or have had the gifts imparted. And so, this morning, we would like to do that for this couple. So I would like Eric and Kristen to come forward now, please. Could we set up? I think we can do this right down here. We haven't discussed this. Who's in charge around here? I had a vice principal that said, Sunbo, it's time for a little authority around here, and you've got as little as any. About the way I feel. Okay. No argument. Traveling brethren, come please. just getting ready to record it. Let me just say this before we begin. You are an important part of this. And what we don't need here this morning is spectators. What we need here this morning is prayer warriors. We need you to be right with us as we pray and likely prophesy over this couple. Be right with us in prayer, supporting us. And if you will, it goes very nice and smoothly. But spectators are not what we need. Prayer warriors is what we need.
Son of my daughter, thus saith the Lord thy God is with you. God has called you from before you were born. He has placed you in godly homes and has called you to walk this way. The Lord sees your faithfulness and the Lord has rewarded your faithfulness. My son and my daughter, the two of you are like an oasis in a desert.
Amen.
There may be times that you feel separated by miles from the body of Christ. There may be times when you feel a little alone, but you are like a desert, like an oasis in a desert, an oasis that brings water to those that are thirsty round about you.
Amen.
The Lord thy God within your heart to want to reach out and minister to those around you. The Lord has placed within your heart as a couple a desire to talk to your neighbors, to talk to your friends, to share the bread of life with those that are hungry around you. And my son and my daughter together, the Lord says that you have this ministry together, and I say to thee to be friendly, to reach out to your friends and neighbors and to tell them about the Lord. Tell them about the good things that have happened to you because you walk with the Lord. And the Lord will bless your words, your simple words of comfort and kindness, your hospitality that you show to others.
Yeah.
And it will be rewarded. Your life will be a light on a hill. And there will be those that there are many that are watching your light. Many that you are completely not aware of are watching that light on the hill. The testimony that you are as a family. Just the way that you raise one another and raise your children and submit to one another and love one another is a witness and a testimony to those around you. The Lord will bring people from time to time across your path. My daughter, the Lord will bring people across your path that are struggling, that are struggling, that are hurting women, women that are hurting. They will open up to you, and they will share their burdens with you. And there will be times when you won't even know what to say for sure, but you will say, I will pray for you. We will pray for you. And that will bring cheer and comfort to those that come to you. And there will be a peace because you prayed,
yes.
Because you interceded, because even when you might have been at a loss for words, you knew how to pray. And God will hear your prayers, my daughter.
Amen.
And the Lord will answer them.
Hallelujah.
And He will minister mercy,
yes,
to those that have come to you, particularly,
hallelujah,
ladies,
hallelujah,
that have come to you and unburdened themselves with you.
Yes.
My son, the Lord thy God is with you in a mighty way.
Yes.
You are a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You stand as a testimony. The Lord will give you strength. The Lord will give you peace. You also will stand as a great light in the workforce and in the sporting events and school events. You will be a light. You'll be a testimony. And I say unto thee, my son, walk according to those gifts that have been given to you. Be faithful to them, and your light will truly shine, and many will see it and will honor that and will admire the light and the stand that you have taken in walking with the Lord. The Lord blesses the two of you and your children. The Lord blesses you.
Yeah.
You have dedicated your children to the Lord, and the Lord has heard your prayer, and they will walk with me. They do,
amen,
walk with me, and they have learned it from an early age. It will be natural for them,
mm-hmm,
to want to walk with me the,
yes,
rest of their life. They may not ever have the typical altar call experience because they will grow up in the presence of the Lord. They will grow up under the shadow and the covering of the presence of the Lord, literally from birth. The Lord thy God blesses you as a family.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
hallelujah,
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Eric and Kristen, God has given you a unique ability to listen carefully to those that are hurting,
yes,
and that need someone to help them bear their burdens.
Amen.
You have been given that gift so that you can minister life. From time to time, they will come to you, those that are hurting and that have need of a friend, and they will share with you sometimes very private and things that they've never told anyone else. And you will listen and you will understand because I've given you a spirit of understanding, that ability to understand their sorrows and their hurts. And from time to time, I will put a word of wisdom in your hearts, in your mouth, words of comfort that could bring comfort to those that are hurting.
Amen.
Oh, my little ones, thou art mine. This place that I have placed thee is the place that I have put thee.
Yes.
It is not an accident that thou art living in this area in Penticton. For lo, I have seen thee before thou was born, and I have destined that thou should live in this place to be a ministry to many, says the Lord thy God.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, be faithful to your callings and to your ministry and to all the gifts that have been prophesied over you, says the Lord thy God. And the blessings of the Lord shall be shown over thee. The blessings of the Lord shall be upon thee, says the Lord thy God. Thou shalt go for walks in the evenings and hold hands and talk about the things of the Lord, and the blessings of the Lord shall be showered down upon thee, says the Lord thy God. Even thou, though thou art alone, O my little ones, I am with you in a very special way, says the Lord thy God, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to be with thee. Do not be
afraid. Be bold in thy ministry, to the Lord thy God, and I will bless thee, to the Lord thy God, praise unto thee. God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My son and my daughter, thy home shall be a place of peace, yea, a place of solace, yea, for although the wayfarer may drop by, he shall see and he shall know of an assurity, yea, that the Prince of Peace dwelleth within. Yeah. Yea, peace I give to thee.
Oh, glory.
My peace shall rest upon thee.
Yeah.
Yea, not as the world giveth, give thou, I saith the Lord. O my son and my daughter, my presence shall overshadow thee.
Hallelujah.
Wherever thou goest. Yea, when the troubled times come, as they sometimes will, yea, stand thou still and know that I am God. Yea, my son and my daughter, I never leave thee, nor do I forsake thee. I see thy going in and thy coming out. Yea, I see thee each day, my son, as thou wouldst go to work. Yea, as thou cometh home to thy family. Yea, I see the desire of thine heart that thou wouldst provide the headship, the spiritual headship that you want your family to have. I will be with thee in this, my son.
Amen.
I will not
Amen.
Forsake thee. Oh, my daughter, that compassionate heart that thou hast, yea, for those that would come thy way, and surely they will,
Amen.
And they will be troubled.
Hallelujah.
Yea, young women will be troubled, and surely you shall have a word for them.
Yeah.
Yea, a word of wisdom, a word of understanding, a word that meets the need, because I have placed it within you, my daughter. Oh, reach thou out. Yea, my daughter, spend time in the prayer closet, I say unto thee, and let that intercessory prayer wash over thee, and it shall reach to my ears, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall move according to thy prayers. My son, yea, I would have thee put thee in remembrance of Jabez, who prayed unto the Lord that the Lord would be with him,
yeah,
that the Lord would bless him,
yeah,
that the Lord would keep him from evil, that the Lord would enlarge his territory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my son, as thou goest to thy knees, the same prayer will well up within thine heart.
Yeah.
And I say unto thee, my son, this day, that I shall enlarge thy spiritual territory.
Yeah.
Yea, for sometimes it may have seemed rather cramped, rather small, but oh, my son, ask largely of me. Yea, I will extend it beyond what thou canst imagine.
Amen.
For I will use you according to my plan and according to my purpose. Just walk with me. Yea, just be guided.
guided by my Spirit. Just listen to my still, small voice, for I will speak to thee day by day and hour by hour, and come together as man and wife in thy daily devotions with thy family around thee. And oh, my son and my daughter, I shall guide thee and speak to thee, and yea, thou shalt taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My son and my daughter, saith the Lord, though the way at times has not been easy, it has been good.
Amen.
Though the times have been difficult on occasion, have I not enriched you both mightily, and my faithfulness is known to you?
Hallelujah.
My son and my daughter, a gift of faith operates in you.
Amen.
As one.
Hallelujah.
Saith the Lord, for you are one.
Yes.
And as iron sharpens iron, saith the Lord, as you honor one another in your gifts and in your offices, I shall strengthen you in new and living ways.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for he has set you aside for holiness, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Even the position of your house, elevated the way it is with a vista, is not a mistake, saith the Lord. For I have caused you to be lifted in my presence. And as you lift up Christ, as you've been doing, men shall be drawn to him, saith the Lord, and
yes,
to you. My son and my daughter, the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yea, my son and my daughter, the Lord has called you as one.
Amen.
And though you are very different, the Lord has called you to bless each other, to supplement each other, and to sharpen each other. When you, my daughter, are filled with the compassion of Christ and the intercession for the many needs that are around you, it will seem hard at times, but I will carry the burden.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No one will be a friend to you like I will.
Hallelujah.
I will comfort your heart. I will strengthen you. And in the morning, as you look to your husband, his joy of life will give you release from your burdens also. And as you spend time together in walking and in talking and discussing the very needs that you come across,
Jesus.
The faith and the discernment of the Lord will well up within you.
Yeah.
And the interaction between you and the discernment of the Holy Spirit shall give you the answers to minister to
Amen.
The needs that are around
yes.
you.
Mm.
My son and my daughter, be teachable for from even the people that have come to you.
Yeah.
Even the people that you minister shall give you things to minister, shall teach you as well as bless them, shall cause you to grow in your relationship, shall cause you to grow in the church as you see the hand of God moving, as you see your gifts growing, and as you see the Lord bless you, for surely the Lord shall bless each of you and shall bless your family and shall cause you to grow in Him and grow in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Father, we thank you for Eric and Kristen, yes, and for their children who are all important members of your body.
Yes.
We thank you for placing them in the body where they are. Dear Lord, we know that you do all things well, and we just thank you for what you are doing in their lives. We pray this morning that those of us who are other members of the body, who know them, who will be given wisdom, dear Father, that we may be able to support them.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
And Father, that we would know what we could do or say to help them in their ministry. And dear Father, that we would see their ministry and their role there in the area where they live, yeah, as our responsibility as well, yeah, dear Father.
Yeah.
That every possible support, Jesus, would be there for them, dear Father. And we just ask you, dear Lord, that you will remind them to call on us and contact us for any needs that, that we might be able to supply,
yes,
dear Father. Just show us the way as well,
amen,
to make their,
yes,
ministry strong, and that they may be a beacon in that area, dear Father, as you intend them to be. We bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Kristen, I'd like to say this because it reveals how important something small may have seemed to you at the time. This is years ago. You were a young person. Before you were married, you were at Young People's Camp, and there was a testimony meeting, and the young people were testifying. And you had been going through a trial. I don't remember what it was, but I remembered what the scripture that you said at that time. You said you came across the scripture, "Be still and know that I am God." Do you remember that? That touched my heart that night. And it's never left me, that scripture, since you said it, because I've had to apply that to my own life. And I want you to take that this morning, in case you've forgotten it. Be still and know that I am God. Always, through the tough times, especially the tough times, be still and know that He is God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Could we sing to you? You can sing back to us. We want to sing, "Do you know that Jesus really loves you?
Do you know that Jesus really loves you? Do you know how much He really cares? Do you know His loving arms surround you, and His presence is with you everywhere? Do you know His promises are certain, and He's promised strength for every day? Do you know that Jesus walks beside you? He is leading each step of the way.
Something that we have really appreciated in this camp is the fact that a number of the young mothers have made the effort to come up to this camp with their children and bless us. And it has been a huge blessing. And your husbands are at home working, supplying for the needs of your family because they can't get time off. And they let you come up, and some of you traveled here all alone, and you're here. And I just repeat again, you have been a huge blessing to all of us. And I just mentioned to the brethren, it would be wonderful if we could pray for you. So all of the young mothers that are here alone, their husbands at home, could you please come? You can bring your children if you like, and just stand up here, and we're going to have the brethren pray for you, that God will be with you in a very special way and bless you. Amen. I hope some more of them are here. Are there any others? Well, they're out calling them now.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. Maybe we might need some help from some grandmas to... If grandma's taking care of one of some of the children, you bring them up too.
Heather, would you come up here too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is Megan here with Logan? She's coming too? Good. Oh, here comes. Good. Praise the Lord. We've had camps here in North Carolina where there's been very few children and very few young people, and this has been a wonderful exception to some of the previous camps. Come on, Megan, please. maybe just as a refresher, Megan, we're so glad to have you with you, including the rest. Her husband, Tyler's had a liver transplant. And he's still under treatment, but he's doing amazing well. Did you have anything you'd like to say? Or? Just come.
Okay.
Just give him a little report.
Tyler is doing remarkably well. He has had the miracle transplant and miracle recovery so far, and everything has been just perfect. So thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your support in all sorts of ways. Please continue to pray for us. His donor was exposed to a certain kind of virus that he has not been exposed to, and he's on medication for that right now, but we'll go off of those meds on the 22nd of August. And so chances are there will be some sort of repercussion of that, whether it's just fatigue or it could be something a lot more serious. So if we could just pray for the perfect recovery from those meds as well. So thank you, and all the glory goes to God. God is just incredible. If I could also encourage you. I was reading a book before the transplant.
Baby.
That said, you can worry or you can worship.
Baby.
And,
baby.
There were times in the hospital where I was so overcome with worry, and I would have to go into the bathroom. I'd have to leave Tyler's room and just stand in the bathroom and speak in tongues and raise my hands to God.
We need Grandma up here to help.
And just worship Him. Because those worries can really just overwhelm you. And if you just spend that time praising God and giving Him glory and forget about yourself and your situation and just praise Him with all your heart, it really does so much. So if I could encourage you to choose worship over worry, it will do glorious things.
Let's just stand a moment here. We're gonna say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, for just a moment here as a congregation, we would like to pray for some of the most powerful, important people on the face of the earth, and that's mothers. We're praying specifically for the mothers that are up here that are doing double duty while their husbands aren't here. But we're praying for every mother in this congregation, dear Lord. Every grandmother in the congregation. We give you thanks and we acknowledge the tremendous work that they do and the role that they play, the significance of it, the importance of it. And we thank you, God, for our mothers and for the mothers that are here in the church. Father, I pray that you bless these mothers up here, the mothers in the congregation, every one of them. Anoint them, bless them, give them the provisions that they need, my Father, to do the difficult job that they do, and bless them. And once again, Lord, as a congregation, I say we appreciate them all and love them all so much. God bless them, Lord, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Are there announcements, Daryl? No announcements? If not, we'll just close in a word of prayer. You want? Oh.
Okay, there's lots of details, so listen up. So for all the children today from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, Justin and Leah are going to share their stand-up paddle boards with the children so you can learn to ride. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll just be the 6 to 12-year-olds, and we're going to meet next to the dining hall in that little area where the kids run around a lot. And so that's just 6 to 12-year-olds. And can you guys tell me what you're supposed to bring today? Bible and a pen. So if you have your Bibles here in church, remember to take them with you now. And then at 3:30, I changed the time with my dad, but 3:30, 11 and 12-year-olds are going to make bows and arrows with my dad, with Indian Dave. And he will come and get you at that side room. And at that time, Lenore and Heather, you guys can do the craft with the other children. So if you're ready to set up by 3:30, it'd be great. And then at 4 o'clock, the preschoolers can come over. So I'll just repeat that. So stand-up paddleboard during swim time, 3 o'clock, 6 to 12-year-olds, 3:30, 11 and 12-year-olds do bows and arrows, and the craft happens, and then at 4 o'clock is preschoolers. Thanks.
Eleven and 12-year-olds, you're very important people. I just want to say this real briefly. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 11 years old. It's an age that where you start making decisions. I probably made most of my decisions in life at that age. Listening to the church, listening to what I was taught, you're important. So we're going to do bow and arrows, but I also want you to know that it's important. We'll pray together and we'll do get to know each other, because those are important things. But also, if anybody has some knives, some like hunting type knives or big knives, I'd appreciate it, because I brought a whole bag full, but they're kind of, they start good and then they get worse, right? So if you have any, I'd appreciate that. I'd also appreciate any grandparents or volunteer grandparents or anyone that would like to come and help, because I've got three of my own there that I don't think I can handle them all. So I'd appreciate any help, any volunteer help for that. Also, last thing is, I have my kayak here, and they don't have kayaks like they usually do. So anybody who would be interested to use it, it's two-seater. It's safe. It's got air tubes around the outside. You can't tip it until you go about that far over. So it is really safe. It's a touring one. It's not dangerous. So if anybody would like to use it, talk to me, and I'll book a time for you. Especially today.
So we were planning on having a volleyball game today for any young people interested, and not just young people. Anybody who wants to play volleyball. And thinking maybe 2 o'clock, if that works out. So 2 o'clock, and we'll meet just over here by the volleyball. And anybody who's interested.
Dave, was that grandparents and those that wish they were? Praise the Lord. Anything else? Father, we give you thanks for this service. We thank you once again for your presence. We covet your presence in all of our meetings, in the afternoon gatherings, in our fellowship together. Father, we need you. Oh, we need you every hour of every day. We need you. Go with us now as we go to our meal. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the meal. We thank you, Father, for the physical provisions that you have made for us. For we enjoy them as well, dear Father. You are so good, and you give so generously to your people. We give you thanks. Bless each one now, we pray, and bring us back together again tonight. In thy name we pray. Amen.